Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Morning.
That was good. That was in synchronicity.
It was nice. We can't. We just try again. Three, two.
Morning.
We are. It's a Monday morning. We're going to go for about 5 miles in this time from my house
in November. It's quite freezing.
It's really.
It's May. It's freezing.
I stuck my London Marathon jumper on. It's the first time I've ever worn it out.
I'm full tracked up.
I felt bad sending the kids out into it this morning.
Yeah, it's. And yeah, it was quite nice yesterday, wasn't it?
Oh, weather.
Oh, weather.
The ups and downs. Somebody tell me. tell Britain it's May, etc.
So, it's Monday morning, which I mentioned because I think that means that now that the London Marathon's long gone, that means you were both drinking yesterday, doesn't it?
It was a bit. It got a bit Sunday. It didn't get loads, though. I woke up this morning with the realisation that it's massively different drinking two bottles of wine and drinking one.
Right.
So I drank one yesterday.
Very good. And when you say you drank one, did anyone else have a glass? Was that
all
you?
No. Rachel had one as well.
That's good.
We had two bottles between us.
Yep.
But which is fairly moderate by our standards. But yeah. It's a huge difference, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yes.
How about you? What did you get up to?
Well, I went to the...
Brilliant.
Actually, I had a fantastic moment yesterday afternoon when me and my son went down to get the shops. He didn't go to get the shops. I said that wrong.
You went shopping.
Went to the shops to get the things.
From the shops.
From the shops. Because it would have been very awkward to get the shops.
Wasn't a weekly shop.
We'd have had to dismantle them.
Yeah. We've come for the shop.
Put them on some kind of flatbed.
Yeah.
So we're just going out through Newington Green, by the way. I'm going to take a photo. You and the lake. Look at that.
Oh, very nice.
We took the crib board and went to the pub, had a game of cribbage.
Oh, very nice.
Very exciting game of cribbage.
Very civilised.
And I had a vodka martini, and they make a nice one in the pub there.
Got absolutely slaughtered by cribbage.
The vodka martini from the pub is they're not as strong as... I don't know why they're not as strong. They're not as strong as the ones I make.
Cheaper, innit, mate? Cheaper.
It's not cheaper. Cheaper to make it.
Yeah. Cheaper for them, innit, mate?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, rip-off, innit? That's why I want to stay indoors, mate. Just get hammered indoors.
Although, as someone who drinks cocktails in London, whenever those conversations start up about beer prices, you know, particularly I was in Middlesbrough on Saturday night.
Oh, really?
In a conversation about beer prices, I just thought, don't speak, don't say a word.
Yes.
I think because I'm someone who happily walks into pretty much anywhere and orders a vodka martini. What's that? How big will the drink be? About 2 ounces. How much does it cost? £12. That's fine.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Hand it over. I'm into it.
Well, I was in... I was gigging in Norway on Saturday. And
I love the way you just said it, like, well, I was. But that's basically top trumps, isn't it? I've got Middlesbrough.
Norway. No, but it's... Well, I mean, Norway's incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
Norway's ridiculous. You get a cup of tea and a sandwich, it's like, you know, 18 quid or something.
Yeah.
Just come back with no wedge from Norway.
We went out in Stockholm years ago. Oh, no, Stockholm's in Sweden rather than Norway, but the principle's the same.
Same area, mate.
Same area.
Yeah.
Well, financially, it's the same area.
Yeah.
And we were there for a while in Stockholm. We loved it, and we kept going out. But, of course, you just can't afford... Remember going out, the four of us on the team, we planned for weeks to be in town and go out on a Saturday and have a big night. And we just couldn't afford just to get even slightly drunk. And the song we came up with will also tell you when in history this was, because me and my friend Sally were singing Saturday night and it feels like Wednesday morning.
So tell us about Middlesbrough then. Were you doing the town hall then?
Well, town hall's under some kind of building work done.
Right.
So it was that gig, but it was in the hotel.
And what was that like?
It was really good, really.
Because those gigs can be great there, actually.
It was excellent, yes, yeah. Perfect. It was really a double, Middlesbrough and Saltburn.
Classic North East double.
It's really good.
Fantastic.
And I drove up past Osmotherley.
Oh, yeah.
And the North York Moors.
Scene of many a
I'd love to get back up
mile.
There.
Yeah, it's beautiful running around.
Nice
there,
spot. Although,
gorgeous.
Someone did say online this morning, there's nowhere more beautiful than Saltburn. Now, Saltburn's nice.
Yes.
But nowhere is
nowhere.
Strong.
Nowhere.
Rio de Janeiro? No, nowhere.
Nowhere is more. A Trani. just around the headland from Amalfi.
Nope. Nowhere.
Capri? No.
Yeah. Have you been to nowhere? I'm telling you.
Saltburn on Sea.
It's funny that it's called Saltburn, though. I mean, that's like, it's a bit like calling a seaside town sand down the end
Look
of it.
Out, this out. Is dangerous.
You should be on the pavement.
We'd have been finished then.
No, after the bus.
There was no coming back from that.
You realise, listeners, that we are returning to the scene of White Van Gate shortly.
That was a van and a bus in tandem approaching us, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to.
What it was me and you standing in the middle of a busy road.
Chatting, doing our podcast.
It's going to be a lovely abrupt ending to running commentary one of these days, isn't it?
Looking for an analogy for
Saltburn. I like to think what song Steve would put on it. Flush.
Yeah. Definitely a flush somewhere. So where were you gigging then? Where have you been?
Well, I haven't told you all I had drank first.
All right, go on then, yeah.
After that vodka martini at the pub, I went home and made myself another one while I cooked dinner. And then when I was washing up later, I had another. What's so that, Rob? Three VMs.
So there's your three. Your
two
three
home
down.
Strength. And do you know what's worrying?
Go on then.
I didn't really feel drunk.
Didn't touch your sides. It's because you've been at North, wasn't it? Didn't touch sides.
Exactly.
Straight down.
Oh, it was good. Bad. Good.
Good
bad.
Bad.
I don't know how to feel. So.
And did it stop there at the three?
Oh, yeah.
That's fair enough.
But, you know, I remember having... Oh, that's interesting, actually. I've just realised this now. I had two the day after the marathon.
Yeah.
That was some pretty strong stuff.
I feel very...
Didn't really know who it was then. I've obviously rebuilt my drinking strength.
I feel almost... Almost recovered from the marathon. I mean, I've done very little, actually. You've done more running than me post-marathon.
Well, yeah,
just
actually,
one run a week. I've done very
little. I've gone a little bit too far the other way.
You felt to me like you jumped back on the horse quite soon.
Yeah, I was a bit impatient. Psychologically, it put me in the mood for some running.
Right.
So I ran pretty hard last week.
Right.
And then I did a lot of... this coughing is because it's spring. Despite being cold and grey, it's all... pollen in the air, isn't it? It's that kind of,
a lot of pollen
when you're walking out and you suddenly start coughing and then your eyes start closing up somewhat. It's life getting in through your orifices. So that's what they should have called. Ooh. Saltburn. Oh, Saltburn. And the driving as well has exacerbated it, but I definitely and it's easy, you talk about DOMS and stuff, but it's easy to miss the marathon recovery stuff because some of it happens so slow. I was smugly saying my feet are fine.
Right.
But three or four toenails have come up red underneath them.
Right.
And this is a fortnight ago. And I've got my odd tingly kind of nerve weirdness in my right thigh has really come on the last couple
the
of days.
The upper right thigh, is it?
Yeah, and that's...
Cheers,
thank you, Prius, man.
It takes it out.
And the driving, I've got to do less driving. You know, I put in loads. I drove up to Nantwich on that Friday, then across to Middlesbrough on Saturday.
So you're up north.
And Saltburn and then back yesterday morning. And you were in Norway.
Well, no, I had a...
We both went north.
It feels top trumpish, but it's only because I'm riding on his coattails. I was with McIntyre. We did... Reykjavik, Stockholm.
Reykjavik before you Reykjavik.
Yeah.
That's my tip to you.
Check yourself. Reykjavik before you Reykjavik.
So we did Reykjavik, Stockholm, and a place in Norway called Kristiansand.
Ah, yes, I know.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Great gigs. We flew in a private plane from Stockholm to Kristiansand.
I enjoyed your discomfort with that. Thank you.
It's pretty scary, actually.
Oh, yeah, it must have been a nightmare. Once sympathy left, right, and centre.
Once you get used to it, it's fine. But the initial takeoff, there's four of you in a plane, and it just goes up. It's like, wow.
Okay. Yeah, it must have been terrible. Poor you being on that private plane.
Well, what was tough about it was that you didn't get to go through all the checkout stuff and all the queues and stuff.
Yeah.
You just drove into the side of the airport and jumped on a plane. I mean, what's the point unless you can't be irritated for at least an hour?
Yeah, yeah.
No lounge, nothing, just straight on and off.
Any turbulence or anything?
Marginal turbulence. If anything, the fruit served on the plane was a bit too fresh.
Oh, no.
A bit disconcerting.
Was it actually catered by the mayor? What did you get to eat? Yeah. One teaspoonful of...
I'm wondering whether we might go back there, actually.
And how were the gigs?
The gigs were really good fun. I mean, they're just... He's so ridiculously popular. So it was the biggest comedy gig they've ever had in Iceland.
Every
turns up, it's the biggest gig they've ever had there.
Yeah, and I've been to Reykjavik, and if you don't know Reykjavik, it's just preposterously small. There's hardly anyone in Iceland. You know, I remember when talking politics a couple of years ago, someone said, you know, the whole country in Iceland went on strike. They just replaced the government once. And you know, that could they should do that here. It's like, you couldn't do it here. The reason they can do that is because there's a couple hundred thousand people there. It's a town. So, and if you're going to have a massive, you know, one of the world's biggest comedians doing a gig, everyone's going to go.
Well, they had 2,000.
It's a great night for burglaries.
They had 2,000 people.
Yeah.
And they were so excited.
Yeah.
And it was just a wonderful gig. Glory, absolutely.
What's the venue?
Where was it? I've got to be honest. I don't know. We got there in the afternoon. Hotel venue. We were away by 6 a.m. the next morning. So just didn't get a chance to see any of it.
Apart from
the kind of lunar surface of Reykjavik when you arrive.
Yeah.
On the airport there. This is White Van Street.
Yeah.
This is it.
Just wait. Just stand there by the wait button and look.
This is it.
Contrite. This is Paul. Here comes a white van and the wait button.
Yes.
I'm going to catch this.
This could be
don't
it.
Don't you run across in front of it.
This could be it.
Show me you're looking like you don't want any trouble.
I'm not going to.
He doesn't want any trouble.
Here we go.
Part of me wanted to give that white van man the V's.
Just for old time's sake.
Just for the sake of it. Just see if I could get a rise out of him.
I've actually got a little vignette about the old... The McIntyre warm-ups.
Yes.
Which are great fun, and for me, it just makes me so excited to do them. But it's that kind of the status of the warm-up guy.
Yeah.
Just a little vignette. So we arrive in Stockholm to do the gig.
Yeah.
Stay in the hotel, all nice and lovely. Go to gig, a bit late for the sound check. It's all a bit late.
Yeah.
Get there late. There's a bloke outside the venue. Massive super fan of Michael's. Absolutely super fan. Michael! A bit weird, but intense.
Yeah.
I need a photo. So we line up for a photo with Michael. His phone's not working, this bloke.
Yeah.
He starts really panicking. Say, please, someone just take a photo. And they're like, I will pay you. I'll pay you to send it to me. You know, just you know.
Too
intense.
Much.
Intense guy.
Yeah.
Being the nice guy I am, I say, yeah, I'll do it. Don't worry about it, mate.
Yeah.
Chill out. It obviously means a lot to him.
Well, that's clear.
So I take the photo.
Yeah.
And then I chat with him for about 30 seconds to get his email.
Yeah.
Look up after getting his email. Michael and the tour manager gone in. I'm on my own. I'm locked out the venue. Do you know? It's just like, that is what it's like. It's funny. So like, it took me about 20 minutes to get in the venue. No one's bothered. Because it's all about, obviously, the sound check's about Mike, but it's just hilarious.
Yeah.
So I'm wandering around the venue trying to get in. Just funny. A funny moment.
Yeah. Having just got off your private plane.
Having just got off, of course.
It's the highs and the lows.
Of course, the swings and roundabouts. The private plane, the over fresh fruit, the ridiculous hotels. No, I'm way above my pay grade with the whole thing, but I am it. I'm grateful. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, and of course.
And I get to do the huge gigs.
Yeah, and the gigs, I mean. If they're anything like the gigs I've done. I mean, the gig I did in Reykjavik was quite a big one. And like you say, there is in comedy, non-comedy people listening, there really is The excitement of an audience response is proportional to how far from the source they are. You know? So when you travel, you get this kind of gleeful gratitude off the crowd.
That you've made it in the first place.
Yeah. Yes. And then people listening to comedy in English as a second language are so kind of up for it and focused on it and just enjoying getting it.
They're really, it becomes a game, them getting the jokes.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
The more ornate the wordplay gets, the more they like it because they've got it.
Because they did get it, exactly. Yes. And they always will because the English is fantastic.
Super bright, yeah.
And we're used to sharing stuff that feels totally intimate, but that's actually going to relate with the most possible people, you know.
Yes. Yeah,
and, so that gets kind of multiplied out by the international thing. It's but Middlesbrough was good too.
Well, Middlesbrough, you get that a little bit. Middlesbrough,
I do. Hello, I come from London.
Hey!
No, before you get to despising me, no, please stop. No, it was absolutely, the gigs were absolutely excellent. It was funny in Saltburn, actually, because we're in a place called the Spa Hotel, which is a proper spa. You can have treatments and all that stuff.
Like it, yeah.
And the room is a nice function room. They've got it looking really nice. But everyone there remembers it when it was, well, I did it as a gig when it was like a much more kind of a tongue and groove walls and cider and black.
Right.
A bit kind of gothy, you know.
Yeah.
And apparently before that, because they're doing all the stuff about raving and listening to repetitive beats back in the day.
Yes.
And they were saying that was here.
Wow.
That happened in this room.
Really?
So and to the people that were listening as well. So they're, you know, they're sitting
nice
there quite
to go through
middle
that,
class
it?
People in shirts saying, yes, we're the same age as you. Oh, which same age as you? And
I'm and same age as him, but I've aged. And I've aged way more, like.
They're all dusting out their global hypercolour t-shirts out of their bags and going, right. Yeah! I made the words relevant to the area, but I was doing the song, I was like, I want to rewrite this song so it's about this actual
place,
this actual room I'm in,
mate.
Oh, great. Yeah,
what's happened there?
Well,
what's happened there, mate?
After the Piston Cup,
that's
I think this guy has lost some quality.
Michael's
guys, there's some men standing watching.
Those idiots.
So we
pictures.
Just got down to the canal. There is a Lightning McQueen on there on the towpath, and as I took the picture in a McDonald's microphones, there were three workmen
we were
watching, which was good fun.
Going about the daily business. Look at all them canoes, mate.
Daisy's doing kayaking here soon.
Like.
Yeah. Canoe. Look at your canoe.
Where are you with your...
Can I get a vegan parmo? Well, I'm on Teesside. Do they do a vegan parmo?
I don't know. Maybe you'll have to canoe over there and ask. So how's the jogging going then? How's it going? How's the running going?
Yeah, well,
right.
As you know, it was about 7.5 last Wednesday. That was good. I went out on Friday morning and I felt like a natural urge to go fast.
Right.
You know, I wasn't thinking I must go fast. I was down.
This a lot, though, don't you? Your natural state when running is to go quite quick, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Yeah.
And my legs are really, and I was kind of feeling used after the marathon. I think, like, that's good. I've got power here.
Yeah.
I felt like my knees are kind of pulling me forward. And then I did all this driving and saw all this blood under my toenails and started to think, take it easy, bro, come on.
I'm
loving it.
It really bashes you up, doesn't it, the drive?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It really just closes you in on yourself, doesn't it? Tightens you up.
And I had all those rules between, here we go again, between Bath and London. And last week, still, you know, having the urge to do lots of driving, drink lots of beer, eat bread. I was like, be strong, even though the deadline's gone. I want to keep all of those rules in place. Because I'll get a larden up otherwise, apart from anything else.
I took my foot off the gas a bit, but I'm just kind of starting sort of today, really, back. Not at it, but I've got a mile race on June the 22nd. It's called the Golden Stag Mile.
Yeah.
And it's on the track for all abilities.
Where did you do that?
It's in Finsbury Park.
Nice.
It's just a track race.
What does the Golden Stag mean?
I don't know. It's run by Barnet Athletic Club. It's quite a nice name for a runner.
Is it? It makes you feel like it must be old.
Yeah, it does feel like it's got a bit of history to it, doesn't it?
Well, look at that great building. Sorry, I love that building. When this towpath was closed, they used to run past there. And now you can see it because they've knocked down the building in between.
The Art Deco
building. It's like this Art Deco, but really quite... utilitarian-looking place with this massive sign that says "Research Engineers."
Research.
Here we do the chemistry and the research.
We are researching for the sub-2 marathon.
Yes, and we will
the
also.
The quest continues.
So you're the golden stag in a month. So that means I'll be doing loads of speed work, not much mileage, and just
a mile.
Just trimming down. Yeah.
How long? What are you looking for? 6.5. How fast can you run a mile if you only do 1 mile?
Well, I'll be looking for just over 5 minutes, hopefully.
What, in real life?
Yeah. Just over 5, yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
It's like a whippet, listeners. I'm holding him back.
No, but that's just 1 mile, isn't it? I mean...
Yeah. All right, Roger Bannister.
You should try it, mate. A little experiment. It's just... It's hard work, you know, just to... The third lap is the hardest, and then by the last, hopefully.
Third lap is the hardest. That was the original lyrics to that song.
Did you see the Sub 2 quest?
Yes.
I saw a bit of it. It's a funny affair, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, coming straight after London as well, which is so much about this moment with all these people and this community event, to then just get a bunch of guys and trying to kind of force them. Forced into a marathon.
7 months training. I mean, there's something about it that's undeniably amazingly impressive that one man's managed to get that close.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, it's pretty wild, however much he's kind of assisted by, you know, multiple pacers and food and slightly springy trainers and stuff.
Right, yeah.
He's still got to do it.
Yeah. And that little car he drives for a little bit.
The little car with a mark on it.
Yeah. Well, the little car that he gets in and drives from 10 miles to 22. Yeah.
But ultimately, it just feels... I feel old-fashioned for saying it, but it just leaves you feeling a bit sort of empty, really, doesn't
it? Yeah, that's right.
Something,
well, there's an impatience to it, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, when you look at it, you can understand that 2-hour mark is very tempting. And gradually, people will get closer and closer.
Yes.
And if it was just people running marathons in the normal way, it would happen.
Yeah.
Well, what the company have said, they said, well, here's the people who are most likely to do it. Let's throw money at it.
Yes.
And try and make it happen now.
Let's take them away
for
7 months.
It's part of an advertising campaign. Yeah. It's, don't force it, you know.
Yeah, you'd much rather see the world's fastest blokes racing together in, you know, Berlin or London or something, neck and neck and really going for it.
And it's the same as, and this is real... old man comedian thing, but it's true. Same as when you see that really brilliant, hilarious young comedy act, and then they've got their own TV show, and we know that that's great and everything, and if we were them, we'd go, oh, yes, please, and they can do great stuff on the telly. But what could they have done if they've been forced to slog around, honing their 20-minute set in front of people who didn't particularly want to see them for a couple of years? How good would they be then?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, it's like the Beatles in Hamburg. You've got to... Everyone needs that kind of training period. I mean, the 7-month training period, but you know what I mean?
Well, the guy who did it was incredible. I mean, he was jogging immediately afterwards to, like, chat to his mates. That's what I can believe. He crossed the line 2 hours and 25 seconds for the marathon, unprecedentedly swift.
Yeah.
And then he was jogging to his mates.
Yeah.
He was like... You need to chill out, mate.
Yeah, this is why, yeah. This is the next time someone does a park run and stops and puts their hands on their knees and goes, then
impossible achievement. But he looked a bit dazed himself, the bloke. He's just been part of some kind of Nike camp for 7 months.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Is that his name?
Discipline
Mike
and
camp.
Sacrifice, yeah.
I thought Mike Camp was that comedian. Evening, everyone.
Mike Camp.
Hiya. Mike Camp.
But to be surrounded by those dropping pacers as well, that's a weird
one. No, wait a minute. Mike Camp, wasn't that book that hit the rope?
That was an early draft of it.
Ooh. The struggle.
Ooh, I need some space.
Such a struggle. we'll leave that comedy there before it gets dark.
A bit of camp comedy. So they had pacers, because obviously no one's fit enough to pace him the whole way, so he dropped in, kind of phased in. That's where it gets a little bit relentlessly unnatural, isn't it?
Yeah. And also he's on a little wheel, isn't he? and then they feed him through a bottle that's kind of in through the side of the cage.
Yes, yeah, yeah, that was a bit weird.
And afterwards he went straight into that cardboard toilet tube and just went made a little nest in the straw.
Just got removed from the media. But I'll tell you what, those trainers will fly out, won't they?
Oh, yeah.
So wasn't it all about the vapour trainers or something with the springs in to make you 4% quicker or something?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, that's the other thing about being in the modern world, is it's all true, you know, they're not faking it.
Yeah.
He did run like that. Those trainers will be.
They did.
Have been created to make you fast.
But that has to be. That can't be. It can't be right, can it?
No.
It can't be right. You can't have springs in your trainers. What's the point?
Yeah. Oh, look, oops. Sorry, that's a cormorant.
Here we go, look out.
Right there in the water. It looks like it's having a bit of trouble. He's eating a fish. He's eating a fish. Look at that. Good work, mate.
Did he
fight? I thought he was joking, but he was eating a full-size fish. He's gone again.
He's gone.
See you later. That's a cormorant.
He's persistent.
Yeah, that coot. That coot there. Yeah. This coot here looks a bit scared.
So I thought it was another coot, but it's much bigger than that.
Oh,
it's totally terrifying.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi. Normally, it's just us guys down here.
It's a lot of cyclists.
Hop, 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 hop. That was me hopping over a thing, by the way. Some people staying down here by the canal. I haven't seen them there before.
Tug spotters, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. No.
Right.
Homeless.
Oh, right, here we go.
Homeless.
No, this guy.
Oh, here we go. These guys have just come through the lock and they're just coming out.
Very nice.
Very nice, that'll do.
Very nice, holiday boat holiday.
Good excuse for us to stop as well.
Available.
There's a little dog having a good time. Warning.
Looks cool. Hiya.
Hey dog. Say a pigeon. Hey dog. Woo woo. That dog.
What a life, eh?
Yeah.
What, do you think they were holiday makers or they lived on that?
No. They were holiday makers, yeah. But they were just feet from the people living in tents because, you know, they're Cairns. Yes. So, you know, yeah. Highs and the lows. Highs and the lows. There's a lot of bikes here today.
There is a lot of bikes, yeah.
It's really odd conditions, isn't it? Because I think if we weren't running, we'd still feel that cold.
But it's actually quite nice for us. Yeah.
And it's definitely summer, you know, not even spring, summer. You know, there aren't so many flowers. It's all rich green leaves and some of the later spring flowers, you know. These daffodils here are long done. And yet. Well, as Vanessa Williams once had it, sometimes the snow comes down in June.
Yeah.
Sometimes the sun goes around the moon. That never happens.
That never.
It can snow in June.
Even Nike can make that happen.
No, the sun never goes around the moon.
Welcome to the sun goes around the moon with Nike.
Yeah,
in 20 minutes.
So 1 mile in 5 minutes. Okay.
No, I haven't done that. I used to run to. I reckon I'll be about 5:10.
Right.
So, but you know, you'd be close to 6 minutes if you went flat out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a flat out.
I don't know though, because I'm not dissing myself here. I just think that my margin is narrow. That's that whole thing. Is that
yes?
It's only over time that I've learned to go any faster or any slower. You know, I was one speed a long time there.
But it's nice to get your fastest mile down and just increase the margins, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The faster you can run a mile, the more comfy 6:40 will feel to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's not easy.
No.
It's just hard work running a fast mile.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's quite far. That's the thing about it's still a distance run. It's just a short distance run. It's not 100 metres.
No, but but you're going fast from the off, that's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of easier in a way in that you don't have to pace it. You just got to keep going. Flat out and keep at it, yeah?
Yeah, it's...
I don't know.
Well, no, you can always set off too fast in these things.
Yeah.
You always want to be finishing strong in any race. It's like...
Yeah.
But just the margins... You just get your lactic acid. Because a mile to a lot of runners isn't a long way, so you're legging it, and it's just really hard work.
Yeah.
You get your arms get really tired, and your legs are full of lactic acid, and suddenly people are just sprinting away from you. You just feel really lost.
Yeah. No, I mean... I said it before, but it was really interesting pulling the parkrun thing at the end of the London Marathon because I got to 23 and thought, right, to parkrun from here, go as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And then the other voice in my head said, well, I respect that, but yeah. I am going as fast as
really
I can.
It's a really good idea. I realise that.
And I get that even on short runs. You know, like, I love the our beloved South Manchester parkrun.
Yeah.
And you pop out by the lake there. And then you're about, God, how far would you say from the finish? 250 yards?
Yeah, about 250 metres, yeah.
It's a really good...
It's a nice finish, that one.
Yeah, and so, and I actually, because of that setup, I can speed up for that finish.
Yeah.
But the difference is negligible. I'm just not that kind of runner, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, I don't mind that. I'm happy to test it and give it whatever I've got, but I think that... what I earn from not having that turn of speed is the ability to run all day.
Yes, yeah.
You know, without thinking about
just
it too much.
Just bash it out.
I mean, I totally understand how people train up for distances that we just throw away, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody the other day about training for a 10K that's like a couple of months away. And, you know, I get that. People...
It's a long way, isn't it?
It's a long way. It's someone's road to do that. So
Tracy Ullman alert. Tracy Ullman alert.
Where?
We just ran past Tracy Ullman.
Well, turn back.
Tracy Ullman alert.
You sure it wasn't one of the other two? Because Tracy Ullman is one of three of a kind.
Yeah.
That's one of the most obscure jokes I've ever done.
Definitely Tracy Ullman sorting out... the dog poo back on the side of the canal.
Tracy Ullman's poo. Tracy didn't go picture.
Poo back.
What a celebrity spot.
How exciting. Running.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But then we can't look back now. We definitely can't run back.
We could run back. She wouldn't know that.
No, she wouldn't know.
This wasn't
unless we... Do you want to run back just confirm it?
No,
yes,
no, I don't.
We won't have to tell her.
We've got to go up this hill now. Those guys are going to take a pump-up, blow-up kayak through the Angel Tunnel, which is exciting. There they are, look.
Pump-up the kayak.
Here we are on one of those London hills that lasts about 30 feet, if that. I really want to do this Cannock Chase 10K.
Yeah.
Not least to find out what it's like. Because Trina Friend has said, oh, it's really good, but it's really hard. And the website and stuff, you realise it's very hard to get an idea what a run is really like.
Until you do it.
Until you do it. Particularly as, for me, Cannock is first and foremost a motorway services.
Yes.
Yeah. I might even not even be. I'm also probably mixing it up with Charnock Richard.
I wonder if it's as fast as hard as a Leicester Forest East.
That's
10K
right.
10K classic.
I tell you, I had a little bit of trouble with my woolly edge.
So you're coming out through the Angel?
But just coming out to Angel now, popping up. So we've done
Tracy Ullman.
Newington Green, De Beauvoir Town, Haggerston. Onto the canal, in Haggerston, west to Angel Tunnel. We popped up and... do you need the bathroom?
No, I'm fine. Okay, riding higher from...
You should have turned right down there. Let's turn right here.
Riding high for Macron victory last night.
Yeah. Cheb on Raymond. Yeah. I think this is... obviously, France has its own political situation, but I think that it's a kind of positive that comes of Trump. You know, I think the world has seen that if you don't really stand up to the hate, you're it'll win.
It's a corrective. I mean, they're still...
It's simplistic, but I'm sure
there's still not 11 million people voting for them. There's still big problems there.
Yeah, oh,
there's
yeah.
still more people voted for them than ever before.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
a nice thing to happen, I'm down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Macron.
They chose ham and cheese without the fried egg on top. And the whole thing was a crock. The whole thing was a crock.
This is nice. We should
we're
go.
In Camden Passage in Angel. Very, very pretty. Nice.
We're basically
place.
Shopping now.
Yeah, I did a little bit of window shopping. I'd really like one of those. I get to... there's a couple of comedy gigs around here, very popular.
Yeah, little... They don't pay anybody.
They don't pay comedians.
Yeah.
So not entirely...
Yeah, so let's not advertise them.
No.
Because they're destroying the industry.
But that window up there, that first floor window in that pub there.
Yeah.
That's where Jimbo... He wasn't having a great gig.
Oh, Jimbo.
He's
one of, just to put him in context, he's one of the legendary open mic spots.
Absolutely.
For years and years he's been doing open mic spots, which is where you do gigs for free in the hope that you'll get paid work.
Yeah. And he is strangely hilarious.
Yes.
But more hilarious for the comics because...
Yes, he's one of those.
He's not really in control of it and the audience find it a bit scary and weird.
Yeah, he's like a really odd, hilarious bloke. Who never gets paid to do comedy, but still does comedy.
That's right. And then just when it seemed like it was all years ago, he turned up a couple of years ago in the wave of, there's a lot of old comedians now.
Right.
And he was like the poster boy for those articles.
Yeah.
So he's only an old comedian because he got old.
Yeah.
I think they thought because he was an open spot, he's just taken it up as a hobby. So I know.
He's been doing it for centuries.
Yeah. Anyway, so legendary Jimbo. We was doing a gig on the first floor of that pub.
Yeah.
And he wasn't going great. And he said, right...
As you'd expect.
And he went behind the curtain.
Yeah.
And then after a while, the compere came on stage. And he had gone behind the curtain, opened a window...
And jumped out.
Climbed down the outside of the building and gone home.
And that is why it's so hilarious.
It's fantastic,
that
isn't
is
it?
Classic. That's classic yeah. comedy.
Yeah.
I'm out the window, mate.
So yeah, down the Essex Road.
Oh yeah,
past this
down Essex Road.
Past this woman who is
I'm
laying
not
it on pretty thick.
Past a woman on a phone shouting, "I'm not sleeping. I'm not sleeping."
And we're going to pick up the old New River. We haven't been down there for a while. The old New River.
This is a lovely part of the run, though, isn't it?
What, the big road?
Yeah, just running next to traffic.
I like
pavement.
That bit back there where we could smell poo. That's my favourite bit. But there is a... there's roadworks here at the moment, so there's traffic. It's not that much traffic. It's only going in one direction.
No, you're right, actually. It's not too bad.
So, have you got any more of these exciting international trips lined up?
Well, I actually have. I've got... we're going to Amsterdam on Saturday.
Excellent.
And then we've got a couple of gigs in Zurich... And then 3 nights in Bergen.
These are all really nice places.
Yes.
Hey, in all seriousness, I have to show you. I did such a good run in Bergen. It was one of the best runs ever.
No, you have to. With Mickey D.
Yeah.
I've seen those pictures, yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you where that is. Sorry, thank
I'll
you.
I'll have to do those, yeah.
Yeah. Here you go up a... It's a mile stone staircase.
Right.
That goes up a kilometre.
Okay.
So 1.6 kilometres.
I reckon we can do that.
Along.
Easy.
Stop.
Easy.
Let the car come around.
Easy.
Okay.
Stop. Run.
Run. So yeah. So and you have to try and do that in. I can't remember what the amount of time is.
Oh, it's just a time thing on it.
But yeah, that's the challenge. So you're going to go find that staircase.
Yeah.
And tell us how long it takes you to get up it.
Start. Stop.
And then once you're up there, you can run. Along the tops of the you know, you're kind of in the foothills of the mountains.
Sounds glorious.
And then come back down on the funicular railway. It's very special.
Sounds amazing, yeah.
Well, and we did it really early because we didn't want to miss out on the hotel breakfast in here. And good old this bit. I haven't been here for ages.
We haven't been here for a long time.
It's verdant, isn't it? It's verdant.
So that was when Mickey D was in his let's time going up the steps face.
That's right. It was pretty fierce.
Yeah.
And that was because that was on a Thursday and we'd done the marathon on the Sunday. It was 4 days later.
Wow.
So what was supposed to be a kind of flat, slow 3 mile recovery run.
The relaxation
let's go mountain. Period. And we did.
Why not?
2 years ago. But yeah, and Bergen's a great town as well.
I've been to Bergen before. It's just, I love Norway.
Yeah.
They're quite, we realised it yesterday morning, we were in this airport, Kristiansand.
Yeah.
It was lovely. We noticed something was a little bit weird about it. And then we noticed it was really quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no background music, but no one was really talking and laughing and there was no sort of chit-chat.
I do not speak at this stage because I have nothing to express.
It felt like, it felt a bit library-like. We're going, just going through, just going straight through. And it was quite bizarre. They're quite a sort of content but restrained people, aren't they, socially?
Yeah,
I think. Great crowds.
I also find it interesting. I mean, I think things are different now because, like you were just saying about France, you know, socially, social politics have changed and they're changing and always changing. But when I used to tour around there 20 years ago, it was funny how Norway and Sweden were like different sides of the same coin. They were really the same in some ways and not in others.
Right.
So Sweden was kind of famously, you know, socialists and cyclopaths and lots of balance. And
yes.
I feel like this is a very inclusive, democratic place. And then Norway was more men being men and women being women and hunting and old American cars.
It's a bit more progressive now, isn't it?
Yeah, so and generally. Both places just still had this Scandinavian, this just, like you say, this stillness, this measured response. It's kind of all the funny when you look at it from two different angles like that. I think they're brilliant places. I love them.
They're really good fun
here
to go to.
Into, it's really gorgeous. I'm taking a picture of this. We're just on that really nice road where you get onto the New River. And in he goes. Look, he's going in there. If you're anywhere near here, this is the time to come. It's rich with life. I mean, we saw a cormorant eating a fish. For goodness sake.
It's all happening. It's all happening around here.
So that'll be good. Amsterdam is
down the dam, innit?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, mate. Oh, we probably won't be back for that for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've been to Amsterdam a couple of times, but I know it mainly from people's comedy sets, where they always do amazing, ridiculous things.
Always hilarious stories. Yeah. It's going to be quite restrained, unfortunately.
Sorry.
Normally I would.
Oh, yeah. He's normally around that day. He's not wrong.
I would get into the nightlife, but that won't be happening.
No.
It won't.
It's a shame because there's some comedy there, isn't there? I mean,
yes,
you could really break new ground with that.
Yeah.
Now, in the dressing room in Middlesbrough,
aye,
guitar cheat that came up.
What
guitar cheat?
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
I don't get
chill
it.
Out. What is? What,
I don't
what?
Get it in the south of England. No one ever bullies me about using a guitar in my act down here. But up there it's a thing. Look at this. Look at that. I don't know what flower that is. Is that clematis? That's really something. I think it's clematis, but I don't know.
You don't think of me that way, do you, Paul? Because you're from Yorkshire, aren't you?
Absolutely not. It doesn't enter my head, but I do think occasionally you get it from the odd sourpuss down south, though.
I think
there's a odd sourpuss.
I was thinking, I was sort of trolling through my head,
yeah,
thinking, is this a north south thing? And I thought, well, so and so said it,
yeah,
in this dressing room. I thought, yeah, but the guy who said it,
maybe some people only say it in northern dressing rooms.
Yeah, that's right.
But irregardless,
yeah,
it's a nonsense, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, and it's just part of the general kind of. The slightly overblown
bonhomie banter.
Masculine banter that tips over slightly into bullying. Well, I can handle it. I've just never.
So you attack them with the guitar?
I've never had much time for that.
Do you call this cheating?
Chew on it!
Yes! Who wants
Chew
it?
On it?
Yeah. It's all kicked off in the dressing room. Who's on first? Who cares?
That's why are all the acts bleeding?
Yeah.
It's weird. Rob seems fine, but the others seem a bit restrained.
I did fall out with an act once. I mean, it is the one time. It's a brilliant drama from many years ago. But when I found out was when he introduced me for my set. And I walked up on stage and he wasn't looking me in the eye. And I went to shake his hand and he avoided the handshake.
Wow.
I was like, oh,
cold.
What's going on there?
That is cold.
Yeah, that's right. Bit of backstage drama.
Yeah.
Deering. Guitar cheat Deering.
Yeah. Where are you this week? Where are you playing?
Some kind of East Midlandsy stuff in Stamford and Southwell.
Right.
Then up to Stafford. And then Stafford and Stamford. Which is worrying, isn't it? I'm sure. Is that a typo? Maybe it's just one.
A lot of travel, isn't there?
And then,
a lot of travel, yes.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm in Durham on Sunday, which is always nice.
Oh, really nice and close. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice and handy, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then you drive back on Monday from that?
Yeah, just I think I'm going to take the train actually at the weekend. Because
right.
The family need the car.
Yes, yeah.
I remembered that it makes my legs hurt doing all that driving. Plus our car, it's on the way now.
I'm looking
and
now.
It's the way I drive it that is wearing the poor thing out.
You've really got to be kind to your cars to get the most out of them, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's not what's happening with mine.
Yeah.
You know in the film where they have to get there really quickly and so they beat the horse into a froth and then it dies?
That's your car.
That's my car, yeah. Although,
expensive,
at the moment, it's still working, but, you know, you've got to open the boot with a stick and keep having to fill it up with
work.
Oil.
That just
kind of stuff. Come on!
You start the car in second gear and then just press it. Oh, easy on the... It will happen.
Yeah. It's stalled again. Yeah. I'll just bump start it into fourth at this roundabout.
Yeah.
Ah, great times. Happy days.
I've got the Duchess tonight. No, we're sending an Ipswich. Nottingham. On Friday and then Amsterdam.
Ipswich is there's some good gigs in Ipswich. Yeah. It's one of those places that it feels like it needs the comedy. It's not very far away and yet it's not on the way to anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's got its own vibe. And a nice kind of hexagonal theatre there. Is that where you're on?
To be honest, I don't know. I'm just off there. Just off there. I'll just Google it, sat nav.
Oh.
Turn up. Yes. Hey, mate.
I was absolutely fascinated with you. Just made me think it might have been the Tomkinson rather than the microphone, as he didn't clock mine. That's just reminded me of you getting locked out of that venue. That's just beautiful.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I thought a Birdman in his pants.
It was literally...
Were you in your pants? You were.
It was literally 45 seconds. There you go, mate. No, I'll take your email. I'll send it to you. Looked up, door locked. Off on my own outside the venue. It's just like they didn't even notice.
And at that point,
they didn't even notice.
Yeah, even later, you didn't draw it to their attention.
No, I didn't, because what's the point? So it took me 20 minutes to get in. So, but it's like,
yeah. Oh, there you are.
All right, you're all right. It was just start. Show starts. Oh, the warm-up man. That's all I am.
Well, I saw Beauty and the Beast yesterday with the Deerings, and. Only that's what you like. You like one part of the furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought Beauty and the Beast would stand as a good metaphor for our age and modern times. But only Gaston and the small-minded villagers won at the end.
That could be the new title for the podcast, The Beasts. Where's the Beauty and the Beasts?
Yeah. Who is the Beast?
Who's the Beauty? Who's the Beast?
Let's take another photo and see. Yeah. See which of us is the Beauty and which is the Beast. Oh, it's a road. Every time. The Beauty and the Beast.
Third time lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you. You're the Beast.
Yeah. He's not a beast.
I'm the whippity beast.
He is a beast. Lock him out of the venue. Stop him warming the crowds up.
Okay, now, plot spoiler.
Yeah.
I've given people time to tune out about Beauty and the Beast. Ewan McGregor is in Beauty and the Beast.
All right.
And it's a surprise.
Okay.
And, kind of a surprise, the way they play it. And I just think that's a career, isn't it? Ewan McGregor, he's really good, and he's done loads of great things. And this year, he's done that, and he does it with gusto, you know.
Yes.
And he's done the sequel to Trainspotting.
Yeah,
that's
great,
that's where you want to be, isn't it, in your life?
Bit of versatility,
That's right, and everything he does, you see, he's got that kind of twinkle in his eye that says, I'm loving this.
I'm just having a laugh at it.
I get what's good about it, I get what's rubbish about it, and this is what it's all about.
It's the same with you with Stafford and Stanford, isn't it?
It's a lot like that.
Just like, I can play Stafford, and I can up my game and do Stanford.
We've just got to the where the path goes along the middle of Petherstone.
I really like this bit, actually.
Yeah, we don't get to come in very often, it's really excellent.
Oh, what was that?
You're expressing your like. No, I really like this bit, he says. And then tried to blow out his own brain through his face.
Oh, the joys of movement.
It really is. The air, you can't see it or anything, but the air is just full of life. That's why I keep coughing and why you said, and I quote, I really like this.
It's really nice to be running again, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard. It is hard. We talked a bit about it last week, but that sort of, it's nice to have a name. Even this little mile race in a month,
yeah,
it's just nice to, because it means I'll do a bit more strength and flexibility, which is what I want to do anyway.
A friend of a friend.
It's nice to have that.
I think it was Laura Lex was telling me a friend of hers was about to do Brighton.
Yeah.
And got injured and had to pull out, like, you know, with
in the last few
days to go.
Yes.
And it's just made her feel so unshackled, directionless, you know?
Yes.
I think don't realise it. We do build these patterns into our life. I mean,
and we like them.
A spring marathon is an obvious one. You know, you've got 3 months, you've got New Year and all that stuff.
It's a great start to the year,
it's the same.
Isn't it?
It's like, I look forward to doing Durham on Sunday.
Yeah.
But often you'll accept a gig on a Sunday. And then you're kind of subconscious, your deeper self, on that Sunday lunchtime.
Yes.
You say, what am I doing at work?
Yeah.
It's Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
Days have different powers. And all these little patterns, these kind of narratives we overlay on our life, when they get changed or shaken up, it's very discombobulating.
It's also accepting that we need them, that we want them.
Yeah.
So as much as when you're in the middle of, like, really hard training for the marathon, and sometimes you have a moan, I wonder why you do it.
Yeah.
You've chosen that.
Because
you really like it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not.
And that's true of all things.
It's good fun.
I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah. Well,
what am I doing?
You wanted it. Yeah. You're doing what you chose to do.
Yeah. And also, the nice thing about it is that combination of, you know, there's a lot of stuff, loads of stuff in the culture about living in the moment, you know, being present.
Yes.
And I told you, this is a very posh restaurant. Primeur. Never been. People always talking about how good it is.
What, Barnes Motors?
The old Barnes Motors.
How hilarious. Is that the name of a restaurant now, then?
No, it's called Primeur.
All right, okay.
But they've left the Barnes Motors there.
As a kind of authentic
kind
of... That
is how cool it is.
That is so cool.
Yeah, man. We nearly held hands there.
We nearly held hands.
It wasn't deliberate.
As we looked at Barnes
Motors.
Should
we go to Primeur?
Should we go for the running commentary? Annual dinner at Primeur?
But yeah, that's the preparation is what gives you the freedom to be in the moment.
Yes.
It seems ironic, but that is the way it works. I used to study Stanislavski, and, you know, he'd spend ages preparing, you know?
Right.
Pretending to be a, you know, putting yourself deep in roles, stuff that led to method acting.
Character stuff.
Yeah, character, like do the makeup, do the costume, make up backstories for yourself,
yes,
live the life,
yes,
and then learn the lines and learn,
really,
you know,
learn,
that's the basic, know them so well
that they become part of you.
You do the play, it's like you're improvising.
Yes.
It's falling out of you. And you're doing exactly the opposite of improvising. But it's another totally viable route to being in the moment.
It's like when you're when your stand-up set or a really good bit get so ingrained in you that you can play it in loads of different ways.
Yes, that's
so,
right. Yeah.
You're so comfy with where the laughs are in every different direction.
Yeah, and the way
that's where you can start to have loads of fun with it.
Yeah. And sometimes a good jazz musician will play, just play the melody of the song they're riffing on completely straight.
Yes.
But they're still playing jazz, you know.
And it's with the with the marathon, when you get, when people get really fit and fast, it means they can adjust paces and stuff, and it doesn't destroy the race. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And
thank you.
Sorry, thanks. And more fundamentally, just enjoy the race. Let the body do the running.
Yes.
While the head and
you've
soul
done the training, yeah, yeah.
kind of just have time to look up and go, oh, Poplar's not that nice, is it?
Yeah. With all respect to Poplar.
Oh, lovely. Lovely part of the world. Done gigs there a lot. Yeah. That Liverpool thing didn't come back and bite us. I think we're safe with Poplar.
You're all right, mate. You go ahead, lad. So we're going, doing a little lap, are we?
I think we should do some. We go around Clissold Park a lot, so we're going to take some different routes.
Okay.
We're going to crisscross Clissold Park.
Crisscross, I make you.
I seem to.
I might need a bit of water, so I feel a bit coffee.
Let's head for the middle. Would you want water or coffee?
Coffee.
Coffee.
We haven't got any money, have we?
Talking of. No, we haven't. Sorry. Get water then.
If only we were big enough to get a running commentary complimentary coffee.
Well, someone should just
I'm
go.
I'm just doing the podcast. Coffee, no problem.
I think we could get someone to go along in front of us in one of those little Italian vans.
Yes, yeah. Pacing us.
And passing us espressos.
Yeah.
I don't need a coffee because I've had 3 cups of coffee and each of those was 2 pods. I've actually had 6 coffees already this morning. I've had 6.
Have you
six
honest coffees?
Yeah, 6.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of
coffee. Coffee.
Coffee.
Look at this tree. Horse chestnut with the variation that gives it these posh pink flowers. That's a bit gorgeous, isn't it?
Oh, it is wonderful.
Nice.
Oh, this tree is the life. The life of the park.
Life and soul of the park.
This is one of the most compelling reasons for living in St. Newton, isn't it?
Clissold Park.
Clissold Park, yeah.
Clissold Park, kick out the windows. I heard someone on. So are you going to be okay?
Isn't there a water thing?
Well, it might be working. Let's give it a go.
Should we give it a go, yeah?
Could happen. I think it's
great
for 19th century horses. But no, let's see if we can get you some water. Joseph Beck, now look, the taps have gone. It's like Hyde Park all over again. Got some water here for Paul? Yeah, get your face in there, get near that. Oh, maybe he can. Yeah, let's go to the cafe. he did some good acting there.
That's nice to do a different route.
Yeah, see some different bits. On the Simon Mayo's All Request Friday.
Yeah.
Which, of course, I hear a lot with the whole driving thing. I don't know when the Deerings are going to surprise you with the request from home.
Right.
One of these Friday nights.
It's going to happen.
They haven't taken that hint yet.
Yes. Wouldn't it be great if I heard a request?
Here's a message for our daddy, who's on the M6.
He drives to Stafford.
Again.
Stuck.
So, this is nice, isn't it? This is where they
really
reach over. So, it's very New River, actually. We've come up the New River Walk from Islington, then Petherton Road, which is where the New River used to be, and here's where they've redone the New River in Clissold Park. Gorgeous.
Is it really? It's a continuation?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, very nice. I used to run around the edge of the park as well. So do you want to go to the bathroom or the cafe?
Well,
because they've got water in the cafe.
I think what, they'll give you a bit of tap up there.
Yeah, there's a jug
up. Got tap on tap. I'll have a bit of jug of
tap. There's a jug up there.
I'll have a jug of tap.
All right. And how far have we gone?
I could easily just run back to yours, mate, from here.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, we're going to have a little break. But Steve, it's not a toilet break. It's a glass of water break.
Yeah.
So play some of Handel's water music. All right? And no flushing. Ah, I was going to get a photo of you with your glass of water. Just go. All better?
Feels better, yes.
All right.
A bit of a slurp, and I feel much better.
Yes, welcome back. Sorry about that little interruption, but the little tip for new runners, it's very hard to run while you're choking.
Down there, is it? Are we just running back to yours, or what?
I think we should. Yeah, you're right. We'll just go home.
Why not?
Okay, we're back. Following the... past the coots. Oh, look, baby coots. You see the baby coots? They're going,
a little family.
Squeak!
New life!
Squeak!
Squeak! I am alive!
Macron!
C'est bon!
Of course, French citizens of all persuasions would doubtless eat those birds.
Yes.
Yeah. And
the
quite right.
Opportunity.
Yeah. and make them into some... I will make this bird into some kind of spread.
I love the butter.
So have you got any park runs or anything coming up then?
No, do you know I was going to do the Nantwich park run on Saturday?
Yeah.
But do you know why I didn't do it?
Couldn't be bothered.
Because there isn't one.
Wow.
There isn't one for quite a long way around there.
It shows how... ubiquitous the park run phenomena is by the fact that you're surprised when there isn't one.
That's
at the local
right.
town, isn't it?
Well, I was in Milham, which is, and Milham was great because Milham is really far away from anywhere.
Yeah.
And you can really feel that, but in a good way. The people there are kind of going, well, we don't mind, we're doing this, this and this, you know, so the comedy gig had a real let's do this kind of vibe to it.
Right.
And then I saw at the park a massive sign saying Milham Park Run every Saturday.
That's great. Like, oh.
You realise how lucky you are, and you live in a big city, and you're kind of choosing your park runs.
A plethora of park runs. Yeah. Yeah.
So, go to it, Milham. Step up, Nantwich.
Yeah. It's a real shame.
Yeah, yeah. Nantwich and crew. I was. Don't know if I can talk about this, but I'm gonna now.
Go on, man.
I was in Nantwich. I saw signs to Wrexham.
Yeah.
And I actually drove past Crewe Alexandra football ground.
Yeah.
And I got kind of a nice feeling because, you know, Pavlov's dog.
Yes.
How ultimately in the end they would ring the bell and feed the dog, and in the end you just had to ring the bell.
Yes.
And the dog would go nom, nom, dinner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
My friend who worked in science and psychology said the key thing there is that they measured the drops of saliva.
Right.
You know, to prove that the dog was salivating. But anyway, Crewe Alexandra, Wrexham, an old girlfriend of mine, many years ago.
Mm.
I can't tell the story.
It's funny because you've already mentioned saliva and an old girlfriend in the first
sentence. That's right. Well, you'll have to just guess the rest.
Yes. Certain Pavlovian response.
Yeah.
You get that. You get that in life.
Yeah, yeah.
Songs are like that as well, aren't they? Triggers.
Yeah, yeah.
Just little memories come up. A certain moment.
A moment in time. So yeah, I'm still building up. I think that I need to be a little bit careful. Like, it's good that we're not running full length, full speed today.
Yeah.
But equally, I've been doing all the other exercises and stuff, getting
your core sorted.
Yeah, exactly. Feeling good. It's Monday, so I'll be weighing myself when I get home.
Right.
I think I've probably put on a couple of pounds.
You have your Monday weigh-in, do you?
It's very easy to put on weight.
Yeah.
Very easy.
But then, no bread and no booze and exercise. It's quite easy to drop it as well, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm not worried about weight.
No, one of these is to be strict about deadlines, really.
Yeah.
You know, like you say, it's just... If you take motivation away, it's very difficult. But I got my motivation. I got my education. My daughter's doing a SATs.
Is she really?
Yeah, this week, as we speak.
And how's that going?
It's just begun, so we don't know, but she'll
right.
be good.
Has she been okay with it?
Yeah, but when we went to see Beauty and the Beast, so she's, you know...
Hey.
So she's, you know, whatever. Year six, so, you know, coming up to... 11, and we went to see Beauty and the Beast yesterday, and at the end, there was a little girl, and her mum went down the front, and the little girl danced to the end titles, and my daughter would have done that back in the day.
Yes.
But
yes.
She's too big for that now.
Yeah, it changes, doesn't it?
Me and her mum, we cried quite a lot.
You get it sort of...
They grow up so fast.
They do. They do grow up, yeah. My daughter's got her exams starting in 10 days' time. She's super stressed about it.
Yeah, yeah.
They do, they get really stressed.
Yeah.
No matter what you say to them, that she's just one of those characters.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And when you add to that the cultural expectation to get stressed, you know, lots of her contemporaries and several of her teachers will be leaning into that.
Yes.
Even when they're trying not to, you know.
Yeah.
For example, it's amazing how stressed people get when you say to them, don't get stressed, don't get stressed.
You tell her that it's going to be okay no matter what.
Yeah.
But she's surrounded by people telling her that it isn't.
But now I can hear you saying to her, doesn't matter though, does it? It doesn't matter.
You'll be all right. Just chill out. You can always resit them.
And I suppose her response then would be, you're not helping!
Who wants to? Yeah, but she doesn't want to resit.
You probably...
She wants to be with her mates.
you probably looked at that. You looked at that 2-hour marathon attempt, and said, "Well, what they wanted to do was run that a little bit faster."
Well, that's the obvious. That's the obvious tactic, isn't it?
Yeah, because
you need to run that 26 seconds
faster, and then you've done it.
Lazy.
Let's see if that we get that towel between us. There's the towel. Just between us, there. Towel
on the railings.
So let me tell you, do you want to know?
Technically illegal.
Yeah, that's right. That's how that note is going to.
Yeah,
gonna read.
It's illegal, mate.
I am part of the neighbourhood community. We've done just over 6 miles.
I'm phoning about the.
Yeah, 10 minute miles.
That's fair enough. And, like 10 minute miles.
And yeah, well, we look forward to hearing your stories of going around the world with comedy superstars.
Private
and my
planes,
stories of bickering with other comedians in the Midlands and the North.
Tell us what you're doing race-wise. As I said, I'm building towards this towards the Golden Stag Mile Classic.
Yeah, that's great. What's the date of that? When's that?
That's June the 22nd in Finsbury Park.
Very good.
Open to all standards. Ow. Should be right, laugh. But there's loads going on, of course. Summer's running.
Yeah, exciting. I am going to do that Cannock Chase 10K. I'm not booked in for it yet, but it's on the way back from a gig, so why not?
Nice. Yeah.
And yeah, I'm excited about that one.
Give us a shout. We're going to be looking at interviews. We try to close down on Bryony Gordon, aren't we?
Yes, and hopefully interviewing our friend Natalie Haynes.
Yes,
who is
an
old friend
week.
Of mine who didn't used to run and now does. And the third member of that little community, Howard Reed, he did his first half marathon the weekend, did it just
did
under
really?
2 hours.
Did he really? He'd be good to get in as well. He's a lovely character, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice to get people just starting, isn't it? We like those.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like to chat to them. All right, then. Well, get in touch on Facebook. It'd be great.
And Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
always
Carrier Pigeon. Just leave a note on
always
the towel outside Rob's house.
Running country.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Talking Sun and Rob Deering.